truth machine.
Bobby shook his head. No, it's a hindsight machine.
It has to be right to bring the truth to light, Maven said. I still believe that. Of course I do. But sometimes, the truth hurts. Beyond belief. Like poor May Wilson here. And you know what? The truth didn't help her. It didn't bring Mion back or her husband. All it did was take her daughter away, too. We're all going to go through this, one way or another, being forced to confront every mistake we ever made.
Maybe,
Maven said softly. He smiled and ran his finger along the edge of his desk.
Here's what the Worm Cam has done for me. My job isn't an intellectual exercise anymore. Sherlock Holmes puzzles. Now I sit here every day and I get to watch the determination, the savagery, the calculation. We're animals, Bobby. Beasts under these neat suits of clothing.
He shook his head, still smiling, and he ran his finger along the desk, back and forth, back and forth. 19. Time. As the availability and power of the Worm Cam extended relentlessly, so invisible eyes fell like snowflakes through human history, deeper and deeper into time. Princeton, New Jersey, USA, April 17, 1955 A.D. His good humor in those last hours struck his visitors. He talked with perfect calm and joked about his doctors and in general seemed to regard his approaching end as simply an expected natural phenomenon. And of course, even to the end, he issued gruff orders. He was concerned not to become an object of pilgrimage, and he instructed that his office at the Institute should not be preserved as he left it, and that his home should not become a shrine, and so on. Dr. Dean looked in on him for the last time at 11 p.m. and found him sleeping peacefully. But a little after midnight, his nurse, Mrs. Alberta Rosel, noticed a change in his breathing. She called for help and, with the help of another nurse, cranked up the head of the bed. He was muttering, and Mrs. Rosel came closer to hear. Even as the finest mind since Newton began, at last, to unravel, final thoughts floated to the surface of his consciousness. Perhaps he regretted the great physics unification project he had left unfinished. Perhaps he wondered if his pacifism had, after all, been the right course, if he had been correct to encourage Roosevelt to enter the nuclear age. Perhaps, simply, he regretted how he had always put science first, even over those who loved him. But it was too late for all that. His life, so vivid and complex in youth and middle age, was now reducing, as all lives must, to a single thread of utter simplicity. Mrs. Rosel bent close to hear his soft voice, but his words were in German, the language of his youth, and she did not understand. And she did not see, could not see, the swarm of space-time flaws which, in these last moments, crowded around the trembling lips of Einstein to hear those final words.
Lieserl. Oh, Lieserl.
Extracted from testimony by Professor Maurice Pateford, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, chair of the Worm Seed Campaign Group, to the Congressional Committee for the Study of the American Electorate, 23 September 2037. As soon as it became apparent that the Worm Cam can reach not just through walls but into the past, a global obsession of the human species with its own history opened up. At first we were treated to professionally made factual Worm Cam movies showing such great events as wars, assassinations, political scandals, unsinkable, the multi-viewpoint reconstruction of the Titanic disaster, for example, made harrowing, compelling viewing, even though it demolished many sea-starry myths propagated by uncritical storytellers, and much of the event took place in pitch-north Atlantic darkness. But we soon grew impatient with the interpolation of the professionals. We wanted to see for ourselves.